to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm doing great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Well, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. I said, think of a popular commercial name that ends with the names of two male animals, one after the other. And I said, if you have the right one, the first six letters can be rearranged to spell the names of an NFL team. What is it? Well, the name is Instagram, which ends in stag and ram. And the first six letters can be anagrammed into Giants.
Well, it seems like this was a tough one for people because there were only 276 correct entries. And this week's winner is Christopher Hoffman of Wellington, Florida. Congratulations, Christopher.
Thank you so much, Aisha. It's such a pleasure to be here.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, I started writing down all the male animal names I could think of. And then I wrote down all these six-letter NFL teams I could think of, and I thought about it for a while, longer than I'm proud to admit, when my roommate mentioned that he was about to make a post on Instagram, and that's when it clicked in my mind.
Oh my goodness, and you're in college, right?
That is correct. I am a freshman studying physics at the University of Florida.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
This is my fifth week.
Now, you know, there are people shaking their fist at the radio because they've been playing for 30 years and they haven't won.
Yes, but perhaps I can give hope to the people who are afraid to start because they think it'll take so long.
Yeah, exactly. That is a good point. What do you like to do at school, especially as a freshman? That's a huge transition.
Right. Well, when I'm not doing schoolwork, I really enjoy the outdoors. I love classical music. I'm a classical pianist, and I enjoy all sorts of, well, puzzles and trivia in general, I guess.
So I gotta ask you, Christopher, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Bring it.
Okay. I like that attitude. Take it away, Will.
All right, here you go, Christopher. Every answer today is a famous person whose first or last name is geographical. City, state, country, or otherwise. For example, if I said novelist Jack, you would say London, as in Jack London, who wrote The Call of the Wild. Here's your first one. Actor Joaquin.
Phoenix.
Phoenix is right. Actor Gooding Jr.
Ooh, I don't know this, I don't think.
It's a country where Fidel Castro was the leader.
Cuba? Havana?
Cuba. Cuba Gooding Jr. is correct. Artist O'Keefe.
Georgia.
That's right. Media personality, Hilton.
Paris.
That's correct. Composer, Irving.
Berlin.
Actress, Fanning.
Dakota?
That's correct. Actress, Ferreira.
America.
That's right. Adventurer in film, Jones.
Indiana.
That's right. Spy in film, Powers.
Austin.
Uh-huh. Video game traveler, Carmen.
San Diego.
Artist, Pollock.
Jackson.
That's it. And your last one is phonetic jazz pianist Chick.
Coria.
That's correct. Nice job.
Thank you.
What a great job. So how do you feel?
You know, this is the greatest phone call of my life. What a joy.
Oh my goodness.
It's a dream come true. I get to be on NPR and I get to talk to my idol, Will Shortz. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
That is wonderful. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Christopher, what member station do you listen to?
WLRN Miami.
That's Christopher Hoffman of Wellington, Florida. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Bob Weiss. In a certain classic film, the protagonist uses two weapons. The name of one of these has 10 letters, and if you take its first letter and last six letters, you can rearrange them to spell the name of another weapon this protagonist uses in seven letters. What weapons are these? So again, it's a classic film, everyone knows it, and the protagonist uses two weapons. The name of one of these has 10 letters. Take the first letter and the last six letters, and you can rearrange them all to name the other weapon this protagonist uses in seven letters. What weapons are these?
You have your assignment, puzzlers. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, September 18th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Asia.